SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Julian Assange's wife releases a video message thanking supporters following his release from prison. A former Jetstar pilot convicted of one of two counts of murder. And in the NRL, Latrell Mitchell recalled to the Blues Origin team for the first time since 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The wife of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has filmed a pre-recorded message outside a London court preempting Assange's release from a UK prison on a plea deal and thanking his supporters. 52-year-old Assange has been fighting extradition to the US over espionage charges for obtaining and publishing classified information. But on Tuesday, he agreed to plead guilty as part of a deal with US prosecutors, ending his imprisonment in the UK and paving the way to return to Australia. His wife, Stella Assange, thanked her husband's supporters and called for continued support.
Throughout the years of Julian's imprisonment and persecution, an incredible movement has been formed, a movement of people from all walks of life, from around the world, who support not just Julian, and not just us and our family, but what Julian stands for, truth and justice. We still need your help. What starts now with Julian's freedom is a new chapter.
Advocates for press freedom are welcoming the news. Jody Ginsberg is the chief executive of the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York. She says the lengthy case has cast a shadow over press freedom globally.
Had Julian been prosecuted, had he been extradited to the US and faced trial over these charges, it could have had very serious implications for journalists everywhere, for journalists who seek information in the public interest, who seek classified information and seek to publish it. That's what journalists do the world over, and it's very important that we protect that right fiercely.
Former Jetstar pilot Greg Lynn has been convicted of the 2020 murder of Carol Clay, but found innocent of killing Russell Hill. The 57-year-old faced a five-week trial in the Supreme Court, accused of the March 2020 murders of Mr. Hill and Mrs. Clay, taking to the witness stand to tell his story in the final weeks. Lynn pleaded not guilty to both counts of murder at a Victorian campsite, saying during the trial that the two deaths were accidental during struggles over a shotgun and a knife. And he admitted to burning the crime scene and destroying their bodies. But prosecutors had alleged that he killed both of the campers intentionally and then tried to cover up his crimes. National Party leader David Littleproud insists the Coalition's nuclear energy plan is the long-term solution for Australia's energy needs. He insists businesses are aware that low-cost energy is a requirement and rejects subsidising businesses as a solution. Senator Littleproud says if the Coalition is elected, nuclear energy will be part of the mix, along with renewables and gas.
And that's what most countries the size of Australia are doing. Look to Japan. We don't always have to look to Europe and to the Americas. Asia is actually leading us not only on nuclear, but also in terms of gas and their mix with renewables. Japan's a perfect example. They're about to reopen all their nuclear power plants, build a new one, take Australian gas with carbon capture storage, and then have a mix of renewables.
A banking watchdog has found Westpac exposed its customers to a high risk of harm when it suddenly closed an Outback branch in the Northern Territory's Tennant Creek. The bank closed the branch in September of 2022, at first telling the community the closure was temporary, before hundreds of people were left to rely on a local charity to access cash. After 3 weeks, Westpac issued letters, emails and text messages to advise the closure would be permanent and direct customers to alternative services. The Banking Code Compliance Committee released its investigation, sanctioning Westpac for serious and systemic breaches of its obligations under the Banking Code of Practice. The investigation found Westpac did not comply with the Australian Banking Association's branch closure protocol by failing to provide customers with adequate information about the shutdown. It also failed to properly support Tennant Creek residents in accessing other services. In the NRL, South's fullback and Indigenous All-Stars captain Latrell Mitchell has been recalled to the Origin team for the first time since 2021. Mitchell was overlooked by the Blues' new coach Michael Maguire for the first game and missed the series in the previous 2 years due to injury. But Coach Maguire says Mitchell has certainly proven his value in recent training sessions.
I've obviously had a lot of conversations with Mitch up until the selection in this series, so he was close and he's always been a part of my thoughts, but appreciate, you know, the circumstance of the timing. So he's come in and he's added a lot to the team, along with Cam Murray as well. You know, I've got, and in all those players that I've brought in, they've all brought experience to us and they've all played in big games, so that's going to be a real positive for us.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.